You are now listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, or as the cool kids these days like to say, what in 104.9 WJRH radio station? Sorry, that was peer pressure.
This is What's the Genre?
I'm DJ
Hunter. Sorry, isn't What's the Genre. Sorry, Peter. Wow.
Wow. Don't assume my genre. With DJ OED.
And DJ Anxiety.
And, oh, we're also joined by a special guest, not-so-special guest, the 15-year-old genius, Ellen.
I mean, once I've been here three times, I guess it's not so special anymore. But maybe it never was.
So. I don't know. But our first song is a weekly Paramore pick, which is Fences from Riot. So, enjoy. And that was Paramore with Fences, one of my favorite tracks off their sophomore hit album, Riot. Unfortunately, one of the lesser-known tracks from that album, but a good one nonetheless.
Our next song is Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World, and I wanted to play the middle, but realized that was probably a bit too mainstream. It's off the same album, Bleed American. I actually prefer this one a little bit better, so...
Oh,
And that was Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World. So, Elon, what did you think of that song?
Well, first of all, I'd like to correct a mistake that you made, DJ Anxiety. When you mentioned the song in the middle, I'd like to correct that it was actually sang by you two, and this is not even close to as good of a song.
No.
It's Jimmy Eat World. And, you know, great band, Jimmy Eat World. Jimmy eats a lot of things, but the one thing he shouldn't eat is children. You know, every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org, and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council. Oh, anyway, our next song is Goodbye Earl by Me First and the Gimme Gimmes.
Marion and Wanda were the best of friends all through the high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marion went looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses and long sleeve blouses and makeup to cover up bruises. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. To die.
And that was Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with their song Goodbye Earl. And our next song is called Memory by a band called Sugar Cult, which I really don't know much about. I just found this song on Spotify and happened to like it, so I just added it to the old playlist, and we're gonna give it a whirl.
Memory.
And that was Memory by Sugar Cult. Our next song is I Am by Hands Like Houses. Hands Like Houses has been one of my favorite bands for like the past 2 years. They're really great. This song is off their latest album, came out last year, last summer, called Dissonance. It was their first single, so enjoy.
And once again, that was I Am by Hands Like Houses. Houses, you know, people live in those. Living, the opposite of dying, which kind of rhymes with flying. You know what you used to fly? Wings. You can buy some pretty quality wings at KFC. Take the F out of KFC, you get KC. You know, KC and the Sunshine Band, famous for their song, Celebration. I mean, that's cool on the gang. Whatever, close enough. Cool, celebration, and you know what reason to celebrate? Adopting a new shelter pet. Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or a cat within the next year? There are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters. However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27% to 29% in the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Our next song is Happy Being Miserable by Newfound Glory.
And that was Newfound Glory with their newest single, Happy Being Miserable. Lead guitar by Chad Gilbert, one of the luckier gentlemen on this earth, as he is married to an excellent musician.
He's talking about Haley Williams, for those who don't know, the lead singer of Paramore.
Oh, wait, I knew that.
His favorite band.
Well, one of my favorite bands.
Dude, Paramore buns.
That was Mr. Fear the Beard over here, but I'm not talking about Brian Wilson.
I'm joking.
I'm talking about Will Moustakakis. He's joining us, another special guest.
Not really, but sure. Paramore are okay, Joe. There you go. Wait.
Our next song is In Too Deep by Sum 41, one of the pop punk classics.
Trying too hard when really it's closer than it is. it over backwards to relate. It's one thing to complain, but when you're driving me insane, well then I think it's time that we took a break. Maybe we're just trying too hard, when really it's closer than it is too far.
That was In Too Deep by Sum 41. Our next song is The Ghost of You by My Chemical Romance, one of my personal favorites off their album Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. And this song hits me especially hard because the music video, it was one of the first music videos I've cried in, and Will knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so like the music video is like Mikey Way dying. Like they're storming the beach at Normandy, and Mikey Way is dying, but at the same time Gerard Way is like singing about Mikey Way's death.
Because they're brothers.
In the future. And then Ray Toro's trying to save Mikey Way, but he's a terrible medic. So Mikey Way dies.
It's pretty emotional.
It's sad.
That's Bones.
Yeah. That is Bones.
All right, let's give the song a listen.
Never said I'd lie and wait forever. If I'd known we'd be through.
And that was The Ghost of You by My Chemical Romance. Now, you want to hear about ghosts? Think about the ghosts of the people that die on the streets because they dropped out of high school. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities. To support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through, because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore. You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Our next song is Coffee Talk by Broadside.
Yeah.
And that was Coffee Talk by Broadside. Our next song is Suspicious Character by The Blood Arm, a song from the game MLB 08 The Show. Not as good as 06, but one of the better show games. In my opinion, the series went very much downhill after 11. But that's completely off topic. Let's listen.
Thank you for your valuable input,
You're
Joe.
You're very welcome.
That was Suspicious Character by The Blood Arm. Our next song is called Dirty Laundry by All Time Low. And this single was released, maybe a week and a half ago. It's off their upcoming album that I think is called The Last of the Young Renegades. They just released album art for it recently, too, and it looks really good so far. The single, I'm not, a huge, huge fan of it. It's a bit different from what they normally play, but it's still a pretty good song in my opinion, so let's give it a listen.
I don't believe in saints. They never make mistakes. I know it's not my place. Who am I to tell you that you need to change? Her closet's such a mess, filled up with all the skeletons she's kept. Nobody's perfect, I confess. She's perfect enough without ever dressing up yet.
dirty laundry. He's piling in her room. She's got her secrets. Yeah, I got mine too. I don't care about what you did, only care about what we do. Dirty laundry. Some honesty. Sometimes I trip over your history. Wish I could change my mind, but it's the things I shouldn't see that always catch my eye. Dirty laundry, he's piling in her room. She's got her secrets. Yeah, I got mine too. I don't care about what you did, only care about what we do. Dirty laundry looks good on you. Looks
Okay, well, that was All Time Low with their new single, Dirty Laundry. And the next song we will be playing for you, the people, is Pretty Fly for a White Guy by The Offspring, which is, like, basically my theme song. I'm pretty sure it's written about me. So, let's listen.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. Say he's trying too hard and he's not quite hip, but in his own mind he's
4-5-6.
So don't debate, play us straight. You know he really doesn't care anyway. Gotta play the field and keep it real. For you know way, for you know way. So if you don't rate, just overcompensate. At least you know you can always go on Ricky Lake. The world needs wannabes, the world loves wannabes, so let's get some more wannabes. Hey, hey, do that brand new thing.
And that was The Offspring with Pretty Fly for a White Guy from their 1998 release Americana. Next up we have College Kids by Reliant K, a song that, well, we can all relate to.
No, we can't all relate to
it. Well, maybe not some of the listeners, but we are college kids.
Shout out to our parents.
Yeah.
Shout out to the 15-year-old genius.
Someone please save us. College kids, what my parents told me is what I did. They said, go to school and be a college kid. But in the end, I question why I did. I'm poor, I'm starving, I'm flat broke, I've got no cash to spend. Sell all my books for front row tickets to Dave Matthews Band. My girlfriend's at another school, I know this. That's why I say, oh no, not for me, not for me. Call it torture, call it university. No, arts and crafts is all I need. I'll take calligraphy and then I'll make a fake degree. $80,000 later, I found out the all that I had learned is that you should show up to take your finals and your midterms.
And that was Reliant K with College Kids. Our next song is Everything Is Alright by Motion City Soundtrack, which, unlike Suspicious Character, is from the best MLB game, MLB 06 The Show, so...
I don't think anyone cares, Joe.
I care, so let's give it a whirl.
Yeah.
And that was Everything Is Alright by Motion City Soundtrack. Our next song is Let Them In by Paris, with a V instead of an A, off their first full-length album, White Noise. Paris is actually an important band to me because the singer is a woman, which you don't really see in this scene anymore, like, except for Paramore, really. They're still kind of big. But it's kind of rare for to see a band with as much popularity as Paris with a female singer, so I'm excited about that.
And that was our final song, Paris with Let Them In. This has been Don't Assume My Genre. I am DJ Hoey D.
And I'm DJ Anxiety.
And we will see you next... Well, we will play music for you next week.
Thanks for listening.